Good morning. We're continuing our discussion of the prohibition of walking within 4 amos in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. And our question today is, where is the prohibition? Is it only if you walk directly in front of him, or how about on the sides of him? Or how about if you're not on the sides, exactly on his sides, but towards the front of him, but not exactly in front of him? In other words, there's 180 degrees in front of him, there's 180 degrees in back of him. How about if you're in the front 180 degrees, but not directly in front of him? So the Rabbeinu Yonah tells us as follows, Sha'asar, Lavor, Rak Keneged Panav Shalom Yisbala, the prohibition is walking in front, Keneged, in front of the person who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, V'lo Mitzdadav, not on his sides. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in the same way, Asur Lavor, Keneged Amisbalin Betoch Arba Amos, is prohibited to pass in front of anyone davening Shmoneh Esrei within 4 amos, V'davka Lifneim, specifically in front of them, Aval Bitzidim, but on their sides, Mutar, it is permitted. But what does that mean? That in front of them is a problem, and on their sides is not a problem. There seem to be gaps directly on our sides is not a problem, but how about towards the front, but still not directly in front of them? There seems to be that almost 180 degrees that we're not accounting for, 90 degrees on our right side, 90 degrees on our left side. There seems to be an undiscussed area there. So in fact, the Magen Avraham says as follows, Kishamagia keneged panav alav lama, when you get towards the front on the peripheral sides of the individual, you have to stop. You can't be walking by him, afshu adayin bitzdadav, even though you are still on his sides. In other words, what the Magen Avraham is telling us is that the prohibition includes the almost entire 180 degree area, not directly on our sides, but forward, even though it's not directly in front of the individual davening Shmoneh Esrei, but close to 180 degrees, maybe anything within the peripheral vision. For example, if our concern is that we're going to ruin the person's kavana, so if we're walking within his peripheral vision, within 4 amos of him, that would indeed be the problem. So we see here that the Magen Avraham is fairly machmir. Directly on the sides, not a problem, but towards, in front of him, even though it's not directly in front of him, but even in the area in front of him, that would be a problematic place for which we would not be permitted to walk. That is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. On the other hand, the Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees, and he is lenient, and he says as follows, Sha'isur hu rak keneged panav mamish, directly in front of the person who is davening Shmoneh Esrei, that is the problem. But in front of him, as long as it's not directly in front of him, even if it's in his peripheral vision, according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, would not be a problem. So we have an important machlokas there between the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Magen Avraham being machmir, as long as it's in front of the individual, even if it's not directly in front, we cannot walk by. And the Eliyahu Rabbah says only directly in front is the problem. How do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah brings both of the opinions, the Magen Avraham, who is machmir, the Eliyahu Rabbah, who is mekil, and he doesn't paskin. He just brings both opinions. On the other hand, the Orach HaShulchan says as follows, Minhag lahakel kedivrei baal Eliyahu Rabbah. The minhag is to be lenient, like the author of the Eliyahu Rabbah, that in fact the prohibition is walking directly in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei within 4 amos. But if we are in his front area, but if it's on the periphery, not directly in front of him, then according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, we are nohig that way. We indeed could be lenient. Have a wonderful day.